Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel, welcoming you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin, weather.utexas.edu. It's Friday. It's the 18th day of November, 2022. Here are my audio weather thoughts as we go into the weekend. There have been some changes as we go into the weather pattern, but the bottom line is this. Over the next seven-day period, which this discussion tends to cover, as well as my seven-day forecast on the website, folks, a lot of clouds, rain chances come and go, and below average temperatures. So we should be at about 69, around 69 for a high temperature this time of year. That hasn't occurred since about the 11th of this month. We've been very chilly ever since as cooler airs come southward, out of the northern plains and up in Canada. Folks, it looks like that's going to continue. And what is also going to continue is kind of a stream of upper-level disturbances coming at us from the west that'll be moving overhead. And what it does is pull moisture up from the Gulf of Mexico. The cooler air at the ground is heavier. It pulls that moisture up and over the top of it, something we call an overrunning pattern. And folks, that really spells out the weather for the next 7 days. So when are these upper air disturbances going to move by? When will rain chances be their highest? I think beginning later this afternoon, already a few sprinkles in the Austin area on this Friday morning, but more likely later today into tonight and continuing all day tomorrow. As that occurs, these upper air disturbances move by. Not only do they cause rainfall to occur, rain and rain showers, but in addition, they allow underneath it, they support more cold air moving in at the surface. And that's what we're going to see for tomorrow. Temperatures unseasonably chilly with a rainy day. We even have the possibility of getting a few ice pellets, what we call in the forecast terminology, sleet, and maybe even a snowflake or two, especially northwest of Austin, later tonight into early tomorrow morning. Keep in mind, surface temperatures will be well above freezing, so it will not cause much of a problem. But this is, these upper air disturbances have very cold air aloft, and that's why you get support for maybe some ice pellets or sleet, and maybe a snowflake or two in some areas, mainly north and west of Austin. Once that system passes, we take a little break in rain chances. Notice I didn't say clearing, but a little break in rain chances, maybe late Saturday night on into Sunday. But by Sunday evening, guess what? Another disturbance approaches. And as it does so, we'll see rain develop once again by late in the day, Sunday into Sunday night, continuing all day Monday. Good chances of rain. By the way, tomorrow and first part of next week, I'm looking at better than 70% chances of rain for the Austin area. That system, too, will pass, get a little break, and actually we do warm temperatures a little bit by Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. But, folks, another pretty strong storm system, and I'll tell you now, I do not have as much confidence in my forecast at all out there at day 5, 6, and 7. There's a lot of uncertainty for that Thanksgiving Day forecast, but the one thing I'm pretty sure of, it's going to involve rain chances, clouds, and at least a little bit of a warming trend going into Thanksgiving, but I think we'll turn cooler again, we'll cool off once again by the time we get to next Friday and the weekend. But again, pretty low confidence forecast. I'll tell you that right out as we look at next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, but we'll keep an eye on it for you. The 8 to 14 day outlook is suggesting from the National Weather Service, their Climate Prediction Center up in College Park, Maryland, sort of suggesting that we should warm up a little bit around Thanksgiving and beyond, but I'll continue to keep an eye on that. The last thing I do want to mention, this is certainly good news when you look at still the lingering areas of drought, especially south and west of the Austin area proper. Over the next 7 days, Weather Prediction Center, National Weather Service, College Park, Maryland, is suggesting somewhere between an inch and a half of rain for Austin between now and about Thanksgiving. Folks, those are my audio weather thoughts on this Friday, 18th day of November, 2022. I'll update my audio weather thoughts and my seven-day forecast again come Monday. Going to take the weekend off. Hope you have a great Friday. Have a great weekend as well.